play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Good evening and welcome to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. James Noble, our broadcast engineer, as the Streaks take their undefeated record on the road for the first time this year. Rock Island is the host. And again, Steve, I think back to last year, we came up here on an odd night. The Silver Streaks were in the middle of that stretch of, what was it, four games in six days. I can't even remember now.
From those canceled games with the snowstorms.
Yep, had canceled games. And, you know, here we are in another week where weather was an issue. Who would have thought that in the month of November like we had? But we came up here in the middle of a really difficult stretch and pulled out just a miraculous victory. Down the stretch, had a huge fourth quarter, rallied from behind, and got what really is a very rare win at Rock Island last week. How much do you think that carries over into playing up here tonight, at least for the kids who were involved last year?
A little bit, but I don't think nearly what potentially fans could think. New year with you know, different players, although, you know, some the same, but I don't think it plays much into what goes on tonight.
It is the first conference game of the season for both teams, and there's a lot of energy and excitement that goes with that as well. It almost kind of, you know, blocks everything else out. A 4-0 record, a 3-1 record. It's almost like this is where the season really starts here.
Absolutely, tonight. Yeah. The conference opener, two fine ball clubs with great tradition, outstanding coaches that ask no quarter, give no quarter. This should be a good one.
And the tip is won by the Rock Island Rocks with Jameer Price in the backcourt. He's headed for Bradley University, a 6'2", 180-pound senior. They also have Jamal Randall, 5'9", 155. Jaden Tucker, 6', 185. Malachi Key, a 6'5", 170-pound junior. And Solomon Gustafson, the big man in the middle at 6'7", 220, also a junior. We saw him come off the bench with some impact as a sophomore last year. A drive in from the left side. Jaden Tucker is cut off. He lobs it back up top to Price. Silver Streaks have Quinn Anderson in the starting lineup tonight as they have to change the lineup a little bit with Justin Endoff. And the team has just been battling some flu, some illness this week. And so Quinn gets the start tonight as they try to get healthy. In fact, Kobe Ramirez did not make the trip with the team either as they just have a hard time.
And Brad, the flu goes through the ball club. One guy gets well, another guy gets it. It's tough to go through, and sometimes it takes a week or two to get everybody back at full strength.
Endoff is here. It's not that he won't play, and it's just a change in strategy in terms of starting Quinn Anderson, who had a terrific tournament last weekend, as he does pick up the foul in the opening possession. We played a minute here. Rock Island has yet to shoot the ball. Here's a drive down the lane, a little floater up and in, and it circles around and drops through for Jaden Tucker, and the Rocks score first. I think that's the first time that the Streaks have not got the opening basket this season. Jalen McCants on the outside, over to the left side, Eric Price. The sophomore trying to shake and bake, down the lane, up with the left hand, big block, rejection into the hands of Malachi Key. Now the Streaks steal it back in the backcourt. Quinn Anderson to Fields. Now to the left side, Keith Cunningham pulls up from the left wing, misses an 18-footer. Rebound under the basket by Jameer Price. Price into the front court. Fields will pick him up, shoots over him. Price drains the three. 5-0 Rock Island. This matches the biggest deficit the Streaks have faced in the first five games now this season.
And if we're going to give up, or not give up, but if they're able to get to the basket as well as hit long-range, mid-range jump shot, we've got our work cut out for us here.
Anderson to try to answer. A three on the opposite side off the back iron. and the long rebound batted around, and Key comes up with it for Rock Island. A drive at the other end, overthrows the basket, and Jalen McCants on the weak side hauls down the rebound. Streaks into the front court, trailing 5-0. A drive by McCants, scoops it up, and a foul on the floor. Reach in as Jalen drove to the basket. He's going to shoot two free throws here.
And he was very aggressive to the basket there from the right wing and gets to the foul line. And that's what we have to have, being aggressive to the basket, finishing at the basket as well, and going toe-to-toe with him, not getting in at all.
And finishing at the free throw line as well. 55% on the season, and Jalen knocks down the first free throw. And that's Galesburg's first point of the game, down 5-1, just 2 minutes 13 seconds into the first quarter.
And Jalen's mechanics are a work in progress as he keeps his hand underneath the ball and not on the side. And that time, both times there, outstanding.
Circles the second free throw around and through, 5-2, Galesburg down 3. Rock Island quickly into the front court. On the outside, Randall. To the right side, Jameer Price. Dribbling left around the screen. Fields tries to fight through it. Lob pass to the left side, deflected to Jaden Tucker. Pulls it back out of the top of the arc into the hands of Key. Hands off to Price. Down the lane, splits the defenders, takes it all the way in and in.
And that's a Division I move there. Great body control, scoop it, go from his left to his right hand, use his body as a protector.
And attacking the lane, as we saw teams do against the Streaks last weekend in the Thanksgiving tournament. 7-2 Rock Island, 3 minutes into the opening quarter. Price on the outside, works around the screen, drives, dishes. Anderson shoots an 18-footer off the back rim. Rebound Jaden Tucker for Rock Island. Rock's pushing it into the front court. Streaks cold shooting here in the early going, and they lob and overthrow Solomon Gustafson under the basket for the second turnover of the game for the Rocks.
And we've got the shots we've wanted here in these first couple of possessions. Wide open mid-range jump shots we haven't converted yet, and got to keep working it, and something gives.
Drive by Jalen, and he gets fouled again going to the basket. As Gustafson came in from the backside, it was Key who was fronting him, and the officials called a personal foul on Key. That'll be his first. Second team foul on Rock Island, and Jalen driving to the back. More free throws.
Again, like his aggressiveness, Brad, getting to the rim here. Getting to the foul line.
That one goes in and out. Into the game for Rock Island, Jordan Rice. Head coach Mike Reynolds referred to him in the pregame show, a 5'8", 140-pound sophomore who's played an immediate impact on this Rock Island team playing at the varsity level this
Shoots
year.
The ball beautifully.
Second free throw by McCants is good. All 3 points for the Silver Streaks from McCants at the free throw line. 4:40 to go opening quarter. Galesburg down 4. Price with it on the left side. Hands off to Rice, who dribbles it back up into the top of the circle. Works into the midcourt circle. Hands off on the right side to Jaden Tucker. Now Price comes back with it. Running baseline, Rice gets the open three. Airballs it badly. Weak side rebound to Eric Price for the Silver
Streaks. And they ran that play off the baseline with double screens to get him a wide open three from the corner. Just no good.
We have 2 Prices and a Rice in the game. So listen carefully.
That'll keep your phonics on top of your toes there.
Cunningham kicks the ball, deflects off Key, out of bounds, and Streaks will get it back. Into the game, Torrain Holtum, 6'4 junior for Rock Island, as Key sits down. So more substitutions, definitely a deeper bench for Rock Island than Galesburg has here tonight. Battling the flu as they have. Again, we said Kobe Ramirez isn't here. Mitchell Sampson may be the first guy off the bench for the Streaks here tonight, halfway through the first quarter. Anderson with a hesitation drive, leaves it off for Cunningham. Drives, gets stuffed over to Anderson, high off the backboard. That won't go. Jameer Price with the rebound, his second.
And we're cold from the field here a little bit. And,
sure are.
Just got to try to hold serve here by playing good defense and going from there.
Wait to warm things up on a cold night outside. Here's a drive by Price, and he takes it all the way in from the left side. He attacked the lane earlier. This time he goes left baseline. It's 9-3. And Jameer Price has 7 for the Rocks.
His hesitation dribble there, Brad, freed him up there. We got back on our heels and took a breath, and he went right around us.
Eric Price up top. Quinn Anderson left side over to Fields. Inlet pass to Keith Cunningham. Backing his way in. Cut off on the baseline. Skips it back out to Eric. Price still with the ball. Dribbles at the volleyball line. Now skips it left side, and a timeout called by Mike Reynolds. 3:15 to go first quarter. Not a lot of movement in the half court there. And he wants 30 seconds to talk it over with his team.
And I think that's what he'll want to talk about. Let's get the offensive sets going. Let's get our movement. Let's get crispness to it. Get the ball going from side to side. Like you say, we're a little stagnant, a little tentative here. And that may be a little bit also because we haven't hit our first couple of shots. But
right.
Good things happen when you move the ball. You get in a rhythm, and your shots are going to fall.
I want to thank Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Rock Island tonight, as they did during football season when they hit the road, and they're doing again for Galesburg High School girls and boys basketball coverage here on WGIL. Steve and I traveling in a 2015 Nissan Murano SL with all-wheel drive and listed just under 32,000 with low mileage. We'll talk more about it as the night goes on here. Streaks coming out of a timeout, as Steve mentioned, not hitting their first couple shots. Streaks are 0 for the field, still looking for their first basket with 3 minutes 7 seconds to play in this first quarter. And I don't know if we have a clock issue right now. It's showing 31.7 seconds. There we go. Now we got the game clock back and ready to go. I think they put a minute or 30 seconds. I think they put the minute up for the timeout timer, and they had a hard time getting it switched back to the game clock. Now we're ready to go on the inbound. Fields has it on the left wing, draws a trap, gets it away to
Rocky in a little zone and a trap out of it.
Nearly stole it. Justin Endoff into the game, prevents the turnover. Now Cunningham with it on the right wing. Kicks it up top to Endoff. Open three, off the mark. Rebound, fought for. Jameer Price comes out with it. Third rebound, driving it, dishing it, thrown behind him, into the hands of Taurean Holtam. Now a scramble for it. Streaks tie it up. And I think we're going to have an alternating possession called. I never saw any of the officials indicate it, but the Streaks
are going to get a held, held ball here, a jump ball here, and we're going to get back. Good job there by, and I couldn't see who the other sets of hands were, but Keith Cunningham did a good job to get his hands in there and get the tie-up.
0 for 7 from the field are the Silver Streaks. 2:48 to go first quarter. They trail by 6. Cunningham, Fields, McCants, Endoff, Price for the Silver Streaks. Keith fakes right, drives left to the baseline. Teardrop, rolls off. Rebound Price for Rock Island. Streaks can't get anything to fall. Not a bad look by Keith.
No, good move there, and good shot off. Just didn't go again.
Price cut off in the lane, skips it out left side to Charlie Allison, who drives inside the free throw line, overthrows a teammate. That's the fourth Rock Island turnover, and that's part of what's keeping the Streaks in the game right now, down just 6 without hitting a field goal yet.
And Allison coming off the bench there, handled the ball first time, threw it in the bleachers, and left his feet to pass. Nowhere to go if a man's not open.
Inbound Fields to Eric Price. And now Rock Island backs up into the half court as Price will walk it across the timeline for the Silver Streaks.
Need to run a good set here, a good shot.
Eric to the left side. Cut off on the outside of the lane, skips it back out. End off for three, hits it.
There we go.
2:05 to go first quarter. Streaks get their first basket. It's Justin Endoff end off the bench. And the Streaks are down 3-9-6. Up top, Aaron Voss with it. And a little push foul called on Cunningham coming out to guard him in his face. And that is the first foul on Cunningham, second on the Silver Streaks. Under Keith, 2 minutes to go first quarter.
Keith trying to trace the ball there and got a foul in there. And I don't want those fouls on Keith. We need him on the floor. That's an unforced foul there, 30 feet from the basket. We need all his fouls. He's an important part of our ball club, both offensively and defensively.
In the midcourt circle on the dribble, Jamal Randall. Up top, coming out for it, Voss. Hands off to Rice. Stutter step out high. May have traveled with it, but it wasn't called. Officials let it go. Now into the hands of Randall. Backing it back up. Allison comes out for the pass. Skips it right side into the corner to Holtam. Holtam drives, forcing his way in with the left hand. Shoving off. Gets the shot to fall off the rim. A battle for it. The second attempt. McCants gets a rebound. And now it's stripped into the front court. Rock Island with a steal. Good anticipation. Rice at the other end gets the shot to fall and a blocking foul as Price tried to get back to draw the charge. It's a blocking foul and an and one instead.
And probably so there, but the right idea. It was good to see Eric give that attempt. He just has to be one count faster. But at least he was trying to pick up the charge there and just wasn't able to get it.
Missed free throw, but Holtam gets it back in the lane, drives, left-handed shot rolls off the rim, rebound knocked out of bounds by Cunningham, and Rock Island gets another shot at it.
And right now they are out-rebounding us
big time.
Well, and
yep.
It's good that we're only down by 5 here.
11-6 is the Rock Island lead. Cunningham going for a steal on the inbound, bothering Voss, held on to it, now gets it to the outside to Rice. Rice controlling the dribble, gives it off to Allison. To the outside to Jamal Randall. Right side, Rice driving, dishing, back behind him. Holtam corner three, missed it. Rebound fought for, and Fields comes up with it for the Silver Streaks. Driving into the front court, Nick stops at the top of the arc. Over to Price, steps inside the arc. 18-footer, rattles it through.
Got the shot fake, cleared himself, got the mid-range jumper. Good move there, good patience there by Eric Price.
Unbelievably, the streaks are down just three here at 11-8. Despite shooting very poorly here in the first quarter. Down to the final 30 seconds. Rock Island with the ball.
Like to get a stop here to end the period and be down one possession.
Price with it on the outside. Leaves it off to Allison. Charlie Allison at 6'3", 190-pound senior, gives away to Rice. Rock Island's played the final about 3 minutes of this first quarter without Jameer Price. 7 points, four rebounds just in this first quarter alone. So where's their offense going to come from? On the left side, Allison dumps it in. Holton backing his way in on McCants. Good defense, off-balance shot, and they miss at the end of the quarter. And the streaks are down just three after one in their first road game of the year. We'll be back with second quarter action from Rock Island on WGIL and WGIL.com.
At Galesburg Toyota, the holidays have us thinking about all the things we're thankful for. So here's our top five. Number one, our customers. You make doing business possible. Number two, our employees. We have the best, and they make your customer experience a breeze. Number three, our products. They're the most reliable, safest, and stylish vehicles on the market today. And my, are they pretty. Number four, our community. It's full of warm hearts. And number five, that new car smell. I'm GM Brian Penniman. Thanks for being part of our list. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks. Stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg. On your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big! And pull around, please.
And participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Quarter gone at Rock Island. 11-8 is the host Rock's lead, and they'll have the ball to begin the second quarter. So they ran down the final shot of the first quarter, did not execute. They get the ball to start off the second quarter, leading by just three. Mitchell Sampson in at the quarter break for the Silver Streaks as Fields gets a breather to start quarter number two. Jameer Price back into the game for Rock Island. Up top, Key goes backdoor to Price. Missed the layup, but the offensive rebound put back by Gustafson and a foul on the Silver Streaks, getting there too late. So again, another rebound and a putback gives him a chance at a three-point play on the second foul of the game on Keith Cunningham.
They had a man on the island, so he's going to back cut. Missed the shot, and then we didn't box out. We gave him the easy offensive stick back there.
Misses the free throw, though. Good rebound by Jalen McCants stepping into the lane to cut it off. And he'll bring it into the front court. Streaks down five here. Jalen found an opening. Drives. Left-hand shot too strong. Rebound deflected out. Chased down on the run by Randall. Randall at the other end with a left hand used his body to protect the shot, but he missed it. And a foul on the rebound as Eric Price comes down with it for the Silver Streaks. Might have been a frustration foul by Rock Island. They've had two good drives at the basket, and they missed them both.
Didn't finish either way. And I'll give credit to our defense there that we did everything we could to get back and hound him on that dribble drive there. And that certainly may have played an influence there on his shot.
Sometimes you get him going too fast to the basket, and then they can't finish it off as softly as they need to. So the Streaks with the ball down five. Eric Price will bring it into the front court. On the left side, Mitchell Sampson. Mitchell up top to end off. Another open three. In and out. Rebound McCants. Gives it off under the basket to Cunningham. Caught too far under the basket, but gets position and banks it back up and in.
Good work there. Good offensive rebound. Second chance points there. Nice play by both Jalen and Keith inside there to complement one another.
13-10. Streaks down three. Rock Island scored the first 5 points of the game. They've led the whole way so far. Here's Jameer Price driving, dishing, right side. Rice from the wing, and he knocks it down. Jordan Rice with five in the game. Rocks up six at 16-10.
And Coach Reynolds did talk about him as being an outstanding perimeter shooter here and certainly had three-ball range. Knocked it down there.
Eric Price up top. Endoff steps inside the arc, right side of the lane. Shot rolls off. Rebound slammed off the floor. Malachi Key controls. Fires it into the front court. Voss drives, blocked by Eric Price. Out of bounds, Rock Island. Streaks will get it back.
One concern here the last two or three possessions, Brad, you can see that we're not getting back on defense.
Yep.
They're getting bias and getting numbers, and we've got to get back, guard the basket, stop the ball, and then cover up. The last three times we've been beat down the floor.
Fields will walk it into the front court. 16-10 is the Rock Island lead. 6:15 to go here in the first half. McCants on the wing. Up top, Cunningham. Right side, Fields. Nick with the dribble. Backs it all the way up to the half-court line. Now works his way left. Stops, reverses back right. Gives away to Eric Price. Eric inside the volleyball line. Long three. Rims off. Rebound, Key, who's got four rebounds for Rock Island. Randall will drive it into the front court. Streak's kind of settled for a long shot there.
And just ice cold right now. We're 3 for 15 in the ball game unofficially.
Nice. Here's a whistle away from the ball. They're going to call that on Aaron Voss guarding Jalen McCants down low, or actually just doing one-for-one battle for position. That'll be the first of the game on Voss. Five turnovers on Rock Island now, and the fourth team foul on the Rocks.
And Voss tried to get himself cleared there with his hands. Going to get called every time for extending your hands there.
So all this has allowed the Streaks to kind of hang around here, not get run out of the gym in the early going. Here's Eric Price driving in from the left side, fires it through the baseline, deflected out of bounds by the Rocks. Rice touched it last, and they'll inbound down below us on the baseline.
Just a little choppy on the offensive end, a little stagnant. Got to continue to work to try to get the ball moving, get our timing and cohesiveness down.
On the outside, Eric Price with it. Passes it up top into the hands of Cunningham. Quinn Anderson back into the game for the Silver Streaks. Works his way to the right wing. Now into the hands of Nick Fields. He'll pull it back up top. Good patience here by the Silver Streaks. Trying to find an opening. Jalen would like to drive. He penetrates, and a reach in by Price ties him up. And the alternating possession will keep it with the Silver Streaks.
Good hands there by Price of getting his hand in there on the dribble drive to get the jump ball.
D1 player going against a junior. Here's a drive in by Eric Price. Takes it all away and got the
reverse layup.
Eric found an opening along the baseline. Those have been rare here tonight. Streaks down four, and the ball knocked out of bounds. Streaks did knock it out of bounds. Rock Island will hang on to it. 16-12 is the Rocks' lead. Lob on the inbound. Key goes up high for it, gets it, and then gets pushed by McCants, just throwing it up toward the basket. And that's the first foul of the game on Jalen. Five team fouls on the Streaks.
Tough call on Jalen there. He just tried to wall him up there. Key's out of control a little bit and wasn't going to score there. And got a foul call on Jalen, sort of a get-out-of-jail-free card there for Keys.
So Malachi Key to the free throw line. Misses his first free throw. They've not shot well from the free throw line as a team. Rock Island has not. In fact, they haven't made one yet. Just three attempts, though, in the game so far. Four-point Rocks lead, five to go here in the first half. Second free throws off the mark as well. And Jalen McCants pulls down his fifth rebound for the Silver Streaks. He'll walk it into the front court. Found an opening, drives through the lane, deflected away, stolen away by Rock Island. Into the front court, a drive and a layup at the other end by Jaden Tucker.
And a live ball turnover on the perimeter is just there. Nothing you can do. It's going to be a layup on the other end, and that was the result there.
So Jalen's got to be a little more selective about trying to drive that lane. He's had his pocket picked the last two times he's tried.
He's just trying to do too much right now. He knows that our offense isn't getting anything going, and he's trying to take it into his own hands.
Cunningham dribbles into a double team. Rock Island knocks the ball loose. A tie-up is called, and the Streaks turn it over on the alternating possession. 4:23 to go first half. Streaks down six. Feels very dangerous, like a run could be coming here, and it wouldn't take much of a run for the Streaks to get into a hole before a halftime. Just six right now.
This possession is a very important defensive possession for us here.
Rice up top to Voss. They play a little keep away on the outside. Now Jameer Price has it. The Bradley-bound Division I recruit tries to shake and bake Fields. It gets around him and takes it all the way in for the reverse layup.
Again, a Division I move there.
20-12. Rock Island with its biggest lead now at 8. And the Streaks could use a bucket. Really struggling to knock the ball through the hoop here tonight so far. Just past the midpoint of the second quarter. McCants double-teamed out high, overthrows Eric Price. Rock Island now forcing some turnovers. Streaks did a decent job hanging on to the ball in the first quarter. Now three turnovers in the second quarter, and Mike Reynolds calls a full timeout. 20-12 is the Galesburg deficit with 3:42 to go first half.
Good timeout there by coach to try to just get us settled down here, get us refocused. What happened there in Rock Island is famous for that. When we run a two-man game, a screen and roll there, they oftentimes double the screen roll. Well, we don't want a screen. We want a slip. So take off before the man has a chance to double, and we can hit that potential screener. Jalen didn't identify that there and threw the ball away, and I'm sure that Coach is talking a little bit about that in the timeout as well.
Again, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan providing our transportation in a 2015 Nissan Murano SL all-wheel drive with low mileage. It's marked just under 32,000 right now. We want to remind you about the lifetime limited powertrain warranty that's available for all vehicles less than 5 years old and less than 80,000 miles, which this one certainly qualifies for that. The lifetime limited powertrain warranty is unlimited time and unlimited mileage. It's no additional cost to the price of the vehicle. It covers your engine and all aspects of that, including the timing belt, the cylinder block. Covers the transmission, the transfer case, the all-wheel drive assembly, the drivetrain assembly. You just can't find a better deal. Check out the 2015 Nissan Murano SL all-wheel drive at Galesburg Nissan. When we get it back into town, it'll be on the lot for your perusal and for you to check out tomorrow.
Brad, it was a beautiful car. Just drove beautifully and just everything on it. Just an outstanding vehicle.
Rocks with the ball leading by 8 coming out of the Galesburg timeout. 3.5 to go, first half.
Spread the floor a little bit, looking to go one-on-one potentially.
Right corner, Holtum. Baseline, down to Jameer Price. Cut off, gets it back out to Holtum. Stutter steps, the ball deflected back out high. A scramble for it, and Tucker gets to it first. Now they turn it over. Fields with a steal. Nick into the front court. Hesitation drive down the left side of the lane, and he draws a blocking foul on Rock Island. That'll be their 6th. And the next one puts Galesburg in the bonus with 3:10 to go in the first half. That's the first foul of the game on Jameer Price.
And I like that by Nick. We had a transition situation. He tried to get to the rim. Right now we're struggling in our half-court offense, try to get something with numbers.
It was a big defensive stop for the Streaks. Let's see if they can turn it into some points here. Inbound to Eric Price on the far wing. Up top to Fields. Now down below us onto the elbow to Endoff. Works his way left to the top of the arc. Now over to Jalen McCants on the outside where the volleyball lines come together. Fields picks up his dribble over to Cunningham. Everybody's touched it on this possession now. Here's Price.
There it is.
Give and go to Keith.
Little slip screen, and we scored it. Nice play by Eric. Nice identification there by Keith.
Second basket of the quarter for Cunningham. He has 4. Streaks trail by 6. 2:40 to go first half. Jameer Price across midcourt. Stops at the left wing. Pulls it back out. Randall has it.
We're in a little bit of a 2-3 zone.
Shoots the 3 and drains it. Pure looking shot by Jameer Price. He's got 12 in the game now. And the lead is 9 for Rock Island. Biggest of the night for the Rocks. Biggest deficit of the season for the Streaks. Fields has the ball poked away. Gets it back. Now steps to the arc. Passes it away to McCants. Right side end off on the wing. He'll shoot the 3. Way too long. Rebound weak side Randall. Pushing it. Here come the Rocks. Jameer Price. Left side. Up top Randall. Sidesteps. Drives. Dishes. Left baseline Voss. Rattles it through.
Good ball movement, penetration, find the opening man, and they convert it.
Got the Streaks chasing there, and eventually the extra pass found a man wide open. 11-point deficit for the Streaks. Under 2 minutes to go, second quarter. Eric Price dribbles it back out toward the half-court line. Fakes right, drives left, pulls up, gets it off to Cunningham. Head and shoulder fake on the three-pointer, but he passes it away to Nick Fields instead. Now back to Cunningham. This time he will shoot the 3 and hits it.
Big
he hasn't shot many of those this season. That's a big one there, getting the Streaks back within 8. Cunningham has 7 all here in the second quarter. Up top, Tucker drives. Voss, baseline, kicks it out. Left corner, and the shot won't hit for Holtum. Weak side rebound for Jalen. McCants drives into
the
front
the
court. Takes it, spins, stolen away. Had it pocket picked yet again. Drive into the front court, and Randall waves through the lane, pulls it back out. Now Tucker fires a shot inside the free throw line. Battle for the rebound off the miss. Goes to Voss and kicked out of bounds by the Silver Streaks.
And Jalen, Brad, may be trying to do, as I say, a little too much here. We've been stagnant in the half court. He's trying to create some things. And sometimes when you do that, when you do a little too much, you run into problems. And he's doing that there, getting double teamed. And you feel bad for the kid. He's trying to make something happen there.
Under a minute to go. Somehow it doesn't seem too bad to be down only 8 here.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Feels like it ought to be 15 or 18 points right now.
And we can use that as a positive if we can just stay at this point here, stay at this deficit.
Key on the outside. Left side over to Randall. Randall trying to swing around. Now the ball just thrown off the shoulders of Key, but McCants couldn't control it for the Silver Streaks, and Rock Island hangs on to it. They pull it back around to the wing. Three-pointer rolls off. Voss wide open for the putback. That won't go. Scramble for the rebound. Knocked out of bounds by McCants, and the Streaks still can't buy a rebound, even when the ball's basically coming right to them.
Yeah, and there we need to get a rebound. We can't give them three chances here, especially when we're struggling. We've got to keep this deficit, as I say, inside single digits here.
28 seconds to go. Let's see if the Rocks will try to hold for the final shot here. Leading by eight. Jameer Price is not on the floor for the Rocks right now, as he has rested at the end of the first quarter, now the second quarter as well. Nope, there. I take it back. There he is with the ball. Couldn't believe they wouldn't have him on the floor at the end of the half.
He's going to be on the floor here.
And it's all in his hands here with 20 seconds to go. Nick Fields is going to get close enough at least to force Price to dribble with it and move back and forth.
And they're going to let him create something here.
Down to 10 seconds to go. Price still with a dribble.
High ball screen, and he's going to be able to create.
Works into a double team, works through it, tries to pass it away, gets it, deflects it over to Rice, misses the three. Quinn Anderson on the rebound. Well, that didn't go real well for Rock Island. Good defense by the Silver Streaks to hold serve here at the end of the half and go to the locker room trailing by only eight at 25-17. Take a break. When we come back, take a look at the first half statistics. The shooting numbers sure won't be pretty for the Streaks, but they trail by just one, by less than double digits here, and that's a pretty good accomplishment given how things went through these first two quarters. Take a timeout, come back with the halftime numbers, and we'll talk things over with the coaching staff on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Gillsburg.info. Recent winners include the National Stearman Fly-In, Western Illinois Nature Group, and Costa Catholic Academy. To nominate your favorite, go to Gillsburg.info, keyword hundreds.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Gillsburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
As we approach the end of the year, it's important to think about
New Year's resolutions?
Oh, heavens no! No one wants to think about that.
Good.
I'm talking about insurance benefits or flex dollars you have that are going to expire at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. That's a use it or lose it situation.
Right. And what better way to use them than by putting them towards new contacts or glasses at Kehoe Eye Care?
I want some of those designer prescription shades.
That's what I'm talking about. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Kehoe today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at Rock Island, 25-17. Silver Streaks trail by eight at the break. And I'll say it again, Steve, and I don't want to keep beating the dead horse or anything here, but first trip on the road hasn't been real pretty here for the Silver Streaks, and yet being down by eight feels not too bad under
absolutely
circumstances.
I mean, we shoot 31%, we get out rebounded, the eye test tells us that it should be lots more than that.
Yeah,
and to be under double digits, we have to feel like that we dodged a bullet in the locker room and take a look at those things that we need to make adjustments, but more importantly say that if we get back to playing halfway reasonable basketball here, we'll be right back in the ballgame.
So let's take a look at our first half statistics. Our numbers, as they always are, brought to you by Craddy Insurance here at the half. It's your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. We always start off with the team numbers, Steve.
Yeah, shooting-wise, we were 6 out of 19 from the field for 31%, 2 for 7 from three-point range. They were 11 for 25, so they almost doubled us up in field goals made and 3 for 8 three-point percentage-wise. So we're very fortunate there, I mean, where they outscored us from the field. Rebounding-wise, 17 to 13 with many of those, and I don't have those right now, offensive rebounds. And that's an area that, again, we talked a lot about that we've got to shore up as well. Turnover-wise, their pressure in the half court can, or full court-wise, can be, you know, just suffocating. We've only turned the ball over 5 times. They've turned it over 6. You know, we've talked about our inability to really do anything in the half court. As I'm watching them play defense, that is Rock Island, they are in good position. They're getting ball pressure. They're moving their feet. They're contesting shots. So, you know, we talk about us not shooting very well and having some struggles on the offensive end. You got to tip your cap to Rock Island. They're doing a fine, fine job in the half court defensively.
Free throw shooting. Rock Island not doing super well there either. 0 for 4 from the line. Silver Streaks were 3 for 4. All of those were Jalen McCants in the first quarter. We're going to take a timeout here. Streaks trail by 8 at the half, 25-17. Sophomores lost 76-64. We'll come back. We'll talk things over with the coaching staff, and we'll run through the individual numbers as well. Here at Rock Island, where the Silver Streaks trail 25-17, you're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breed Loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breed Loves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything is sports.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
To make sure you have a smooth ride during the cold months, get your vehicle winter ready now. Hi, it's Michelle Batson from the Yem Service Department. If you can't remember the last time you had your vehicle serviced, it might be time to schedule some regular maintenance. Come out to Yem for our winter service special. It includes an oil change and tire rotation. We'll check your brakes, antifreeze, battery, belts, hoses, and more. Only $79.95.
And as always, free service, pickup, and delivery if you live or work in the Galesburg area. Schedule your winter service today at Yam, North Henderson, Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Spoonie's Bar and Grill in London Mills. Join them tomorrow at 6 p.m. for their annual Christmas auction to help provide presents for local children in need. Check out bid items at Spoonie's Bar and Grill on Facebook. Cloudy skies for tonight with showers likely and a low of 33. Tomorrow, cloudy, rain possible, even a thunderstorm to go along with it, and a high of 47. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 33 degrees.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Halftime at Rock Island. Silver Streaks lead, or a trail rather, the host Rocks, 25-17. Before we run through some individual numbers, let's tell you about our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. We were talking in the car on the way up here how much we wish that the Streaks were playing Quincy to open the Western Big Six Conference season rather than going on the road at Rock Island. That's because Quincy is kind of finding its way here. They lost more than half their team with graduation last year, including all everything Aaron Shute. And Quincy went 0 for 3. Granted, pretty good competition in their own tournament at Thanksgiving last weekend, but Quincy didn't win a game. We thought this would be a great time to be playing them. Well, Moline is proving that to be true tonight, as the Maroons have scored 19 consecutive points, at least at one point there in the first half. And at last word, Moline led at Quincy 38-14. Not even halftime yet. Elsewhere, Rockridge defeated Mercer County 70-41. That game is a final already. And still trying to find a score on the United Township Alleman game. And we're keeping our eyes open for that one, but haven't really noticed anything yet. Here, the Streaks trail. The Rock Island Rocks 25-17. Sophomores lost 76-64. And here is a halftime score now. United Township leading Alleman in the other Western Big Six Conference game, 25-23. Panthers on top by a deuce there as they're getting close to starting the second half across town at United Township. As soon as the coaching staff comes out, we're starting to see the players out. Some of the coaches are trickling out. We're going to find out a word from the locker room. And Steve Cheeseman is down there waiting. As soon as we get Ryan Hart down there, we'll get a word from the coaching staff with our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. While we wait, individual scoring. Jameer Price leads Rock Island with 12. Then you got Jaden Tucker with 4. Jordan Rice with 5. Aaron Voss has 2. Solomon Gustafson also 2. Here comes Coach Hart. We'll give you the streak scoring momentarily. Let's send things down to the sideline and find out from the locker room with Steve.
Back here
at
Rock Island Gymnasium here at halftime, 25-17, Coach. Feel fortunate we're only down by 8?
Well, that's what I said earlier in second quarter. I'm like, the eye test is all right. Our defense really isn't that bad, but we're just not rebounding. And our offense, we need to execute a little bit better, get to our spots, set better screens, and go downhill instead of dribbling around the perimeter.
Anything we got to do here these first 3 minutes to force the issue?
Yeah, we got to limit the rebounds. We got to make sure we keep this thing close and get to the fourth quarter and go from there.
Okay, Coach, thanks a lot.
Thanks as always to the coaching staff, specifically assistant coach Ryan Hart for joining us coming out of the locker room. Streaks are led in the first half by Keith Cunningham with 7 points. Eric Price had 4. Cunninghams, by the way, all were in the second quarter. Eric Price with 4. Justin Endoff came off the bench in this game. He has the 3-pointer. And Jalen McCants also has 3, all free throws in the first quarter. McCants is the leading rebounder for the Streaks with 6. Some news in the NFL. The Kansas City Chiefs having a terrific season at 9-2. Their only losses to the Patriots and the Rams. But some issues with Kareem Hunt with the revelation of a video released late this week involving possible domestic violence between him and a woman. And it's been confirmed that the Chiefs have now released their star running back, Kareem Hunt. I'm sure will be interesting to see what kind of impact that has on the Chiefs' season the rest of the way, as he has been an extraordinary addition to that fantastic offense that the Chiefs have displayed this season. Here the Silver Streaks come out. Same 5 starters to begin the second half. They have the ball trailing by 8. Cunningham, McCants, who didn't take a shot in the first quarter, in the first half rather. Cunningham, an open 3, hits it again.
Like to see that. That's a great start here. Maybe that gets the lid off.
Keith's knocked down a couple of 3s, came into this game 3-for-4 from 3-point range, and he's knocked down 2 here tonight to lead the Streaks in scoring with 10. They trail by 5. On the outside, Solomon Gustafson, and a whistle away from the ball as the Streaks set a screen as Price trying to fight through them, and that'll be the second foul of the game on Quinn Anderson.
And that's just the start you want offensively, to be able to hit a shot from the outside like that, give you some confidence, and we go from there. We need to go stay in the moment, offense to defense, offense to defense.
Price on the outside on the inbound. Skips it right side. Over into the hands of Randall. Jamal Randall on the dribble, backing away from the elbow. Fields giving him lots of room. Now the pass goes left side over to Jaden Tucker. Down to the baseline. Gustafson drives, reverse layup, got it.
Nice move there by the big guy.
27-20, Rock Island scores on its first possession of the second half. We played a minute here in the third quarter with the Streaks trailing by 7. 27-20 is the Rock Island lead. Here's Fields with it on the outside. McCants swinging around left side over to Quinn Anderson. Quinn pulls up, 18-footer. Knocks it down from
good.
Just inside
like
the elbow.
Like that, too. He's been very effective throughout this first 4 games early in the season doing that. We need to get him on track.
That's Quinn's first points of the night. Streaks trail by 5. Knocking down their first 2 shots of the game after shooting 6 out of 19 in the first half. On the left side, here's a 3 by Randall. That one's off the front of the rim.
They're giving up that offensive rebound
McCants
on the weak side.
Got lazy on the weak side. Now the Streaks force a steal and come away with it. So they kept it alive, got a break with it, and down 5 with a chance to make it a 1-possession game. Quinn down the lane and a reach-in ball slapped out of bounds by Tucker. Quinn had a wide-open lane down the right side, and he got around Tucker, and from the backside, Tucker poked it loose and out of bounds. Fields inbounds, right of his own basket. On the inbound, the catch and the shoot by Price. Missed it. Weak side rebound, Keith Cunningham, and a foul as he comes down with it. And I think we're going to get a foul on Rock Island. I thought they were going to call Keith for pushing off, but it goes against the Rocks instead, and that's the second of the game on Jameer Price.
Good job by Keith having a nose for the ball, pursuing the ball there to get that offensive rebound.
Hard to believe that's only his first rebound. Now McCants on the inbound, hits a three, and a foul away from the ball. I think they're going to call Eric Price as the ball was going through the hoop. Players were getting in position, trying to battle for position for the rebound, and Eric gets called for kind of sweeping his defender out of the way. So that's the second of the game on Eric. The basket does count, and the Streaks, don't look now, are within two at 27-25, and that's McCants' first basket of the game.
Critical to get off to this good start here to get ourselves back in the game, and we've done so on the offensive end. Now we got to dig in here, give up one contested shot, no offensive rebounds.
Played just over 2 minutes of the third quarter. A feed down low. Key can't hit the reverse layup. The follow won't go for Gustafson. And McCants rebounds. Streaks with a chance to tie. Jalen down the lane. And a foul called. They're going to call. The officials look at each other. They're going to say it's a foul on the floor against Rock Island. As McCants found an opening, Rock Island got there a step too late. And that'll be the first foul of the game on Jamal Randall. Tense wait, waiting those moments on who the foul is going to be on. Here's Price, left corner, hits a three, and the Streaks have the lead. First time tonight, they've outscored the Rocks 11-2 to take a one-point lead here, 2.5 minutes into the third quarter, and the Rocks call a timeout.
Outstanding start to the third period, Brad. We've hit our first 4 out of 5 shots, been much more sure of ourselves and confident in ourselves here as we've been on the offensive end here to start the quarter.
Take a quick timeout. Rock Island calls a full timeout, now trailing by one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper. But now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at Courtright. Construction.com, the right choice for your next project.
You could unwrap presents from 6140 Run, Art Defined, or Big Cat's Barbecue during WGIL's Pick a Present underway now. Find out how to play at WGIL.com.
An 11-2 run to open the third quarter for the Silver Streaks, and they now lead by one. First lead of the night for Galesburg at 28-27. Coming out of the Rock Island timeout, this is Price with it. Into the right corner, it goes to Rice into the game during that timeout.
Look for Price to get something here. They want to have something good out of a set here.
Streaks have Quinn Anderson guarding him. Here's a three by Rice. A little bit long. Rebound deflected around, and Rock Island gets another offensive rebound. A drive by Price and a blocking foul called on the Streaks. After they came down with a weak side rebound by Randall, they got it quickly to Price, and he attacked the lane. And he's going to get to the line shooting two here. For the Silver Streaks, that's their third team foul of the second half and the second of the game on Jalen McCants.
And they have had three offensive possessions, and we've given up three offensive rebounds. That is something that is going to hurt us if we don't do something to negate that.
Jameer Price knocks down the first free throw. That's his first free throw attempt of the game, and it ties the game at 28. You were heading down to get your halftime interview with Ryan Hart. We did get a score from Quincy. Moline went on a 19-2 run in the second quarter, and they lead by 16 at the half down at Quincy. Remember we were talking about on the
Sean
way up.
Sean Taylor feel good going back to his old stomping grounds.
We were talking on the way up how much it would be nice to have opened at Quincy, as we know they're going to be struggling to find their way. But it'd be just as nice to win on the road at Rock Island to open the season.
Rock Island at 2-2-1 right now. Coach Siegel likes to run that as his full court zone press.
Here's Keith Cunningham. Lost it on the way up. Reach in, taken away, but he got it back. Here's Price on the outside. Skips it over to McCants. Jalen on the elbow, trying to shake and bake his man. Drives in, left-hand shot. Too strong. Gets a tip up. That won't go. Cunningham put back in a foul. Streaks get three cracks at it at their own. And they regain the lead with a chance at a three-point play.
Outstanding job. And Keith, these last couple possessions, has really pursued the ball off the glass to get offensive rebounds. And that's what it's going to take in a game like this. All those little things and second chance opportunities.
First foul of the game on Jordan Rice. And Cunningham to the free throw line. 70% on the season. That one's off the back iron, but the rebound deflected over to McCants. And another chance for the Streaks.
One time.
Long three. Short. Rebound. This time Rock Island controls with Holton coming up with it. That would have been big. Now falling out of bounds, Price on the other end for Rock Island, and the Rocks turn it over. They look really out of sorts right now.
And the Streaks are being the aggressor here, not back on our heels. And not to say we were like that early, but we're a little tentative. And here we're freeing up and playing a little bit and being aggressive.
Got to attack this zone press now. And McCants draws a blocking foul on Jameer Price. Tried to take it up the far sideline right in front of the scoring table. Price came over trying to draw the charge. He picked up the defensive foul instead and came away frustrated. He's going to go to the bench.
Have to use his ball fakes here, his pass fakes here, and get the ball to Keith in the middle, and then you have a 3-on-2 to 3-on-1 on the other end.
Streaks lead 30-29, 4:20 to go, third quarter. Eric Price across midcourt, found an opening, worked around the screen, drives and lays it in.
Good decision there. He saw it and he went.
Biggest lead of the game for the Streaks. They scored 17 in the first half. They have 15 in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. Now a drive by Holton, and he gets a reverse layup on the other end. 32-31, Gelsberg by one. Streaks into the front court quickly. Price at the top of the arc. Right side, Quinn Anderson on the wing. Quinn cut off on the drive. Out to Price. Head and shoulder fake. Drives. Gets knocked off balance. Lost the ball out of bounds. Turnover, Gelsberg. First turnover of the second half.
Eric just got a little bit too greedy with that one and got bumped there and lost his balance and had nowhere to go.
Felt like the Streaks were almost trying to go too quick in that
possession. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they've stayed under control. They've had great tempo here. Don't get ahead of ourselves here.
Streaks are going to put on a little zone trap here on the full court, but Rock Island, after a near turnover, comes up with it. Rice to the left side over to Charlie Allison. Again, Jameer Price on the bench for Rock Island. Voss with a good give-and-go to Holton. Goes up with a reverse layup, but not a good shot. Keith Cunningham with a reverse side layup, or weak side rebound. Here's Quinn Anderson driving in from the right side. Stops at the high post. Back behind him to Keith. Cunningham with a left-hand dribble. Cut off at the free throw line. Scoops it out. Jalen gives away to Quinn. Anderson stops at the free throw line. Back to McCants. Squares for three. Got it again! McCants with 2 3-pointers in the quarter. Gelsberg up 4, 35-31.
And those shots, that type of shot added to his arsenal, really makes him an upper echelon player.
Fields deflects a backcourt pass out of bounds. Justin Endoff will come into the game replacing Fields. Streaks have more than doubled their first half output. 17 in the first half, 18 here in the first 5 minutes of the third quarter.
When the ball goes in the basket, everything looks better, doesn't it?
Rice up top to Allison. Jameer Price on the bench for Rock Island after picking up his third foul. Rice shakes Endoff, drives, can't get the finger roll off the back rim, but a foul on the floor is going to put him at the line shooting too.
And again, that young man hasn't shown, Rice has not Rice, excuse me, but, well, that's Rice there.
Yes.
That he has shown that he is going to be able to shoot the ball from the outside. So again, you have to respect that, and as he can get to the basket there, he becomes a real threat offensively.
And he knocks down the first free throw. 5 in the first quarter, first point of the second half for the sophomore, Jordan Rice. Streaks lead is 3, 35-32. Second one up, in and out. Rebound Cunningham for Gelsberg. Keith has 4 rebounds all in this quarter. He had none in the first half. The team has really picked things up here overall and as a team too, I mean. Here's Cunningham trying to lose his man on the right wing. Passes it away to Endoff. Up top, Eric Price. The lane is open if he can find it. Trying to curl around his man. The weak side help comes over and fouled him. That's a foul on Charlie Allison as Price went to the deck. The reach-in foul is the first on Allison. And the 6th, 5th team foul on Rock Island.
And I'm not sure there that Allison fouled him, but when you go aggressively to the rim like that, you're going to get the benefit of the call, and Eric did there, and he's going to shoot 2 foul shots.
after three quarters. Geneseo, whom the Silver Streaks will see in a non-conference game later this season. Final time, that'll be a non-conference game. And the Maple Leafs still looking for their first win of the season. Despite the spectacular junior Isaiah Rivera, they're losing again at Ottawa, 53-34 after three quarters. The lefty, Eric Price, barely draws the front iron on the first
free throw. A little flat-footed there, didn't finish up on his toes.
Streaks are 0-for-2 from the line here in the second half, leading by 3, 2:16 to play in the third quarter. Second one up, and much better.
And that was much better.
6 in the quarter, 10 for the game for Eric Price.
So we're going to be in a 1-2-2 here.
36-32 Galesburg. Rice down the lane, dishes into the corner, feeds it back behind him to Tucker for 3, and he hits.
When we allowed the double team to be split there, it became a numbers game, and they were able to get that good shot out of that.
Attacked the lane again, didn't they? And then the extra pass, they whirled it back out and around. It's a one-point Galesburg lead with under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Eric Price up top, scoops it over to Cunningham. Just off the top of the arc to the left side. Dribbles to the right side now, gives it to Quinn Anderson. Quinn puts the ball on the floor. Briefly lost the handle on the dribble, now passes it away to Cunningham. Drives to the right baseline, into the lane, through the blocks. Dives on the floor for the loose ball, goes out of bounds, back to the Rocks. 7 turnovers for the game on the Streaks, and a chance for Rock Island to regain the lead here with 93 seconds to go in the third quarter. Now Fields will come in, replacing Anderson.
And Keith just tried to do too much there, got into traffic there, and had nowhere to go.
Streaks keep the 1-2-2 press on. In the backcourt, Rice and Allison.
A little softer, just trying to cause some distraction, cause some indecision.
Down to a minute 15 to go, third quarter. Streaks trying to hold here. Here's another drive by Rice. Went around Fields on the outside, and he draws a foul on the floor, going to the basket again. You attack the basket, good things are going to happen.
Absolutely, and he is a premier player offensively and a real up-and-comer here because he can shoot the ball from the perimeter and he can get to the rim with either hand.
So Rice, who knocked down 1 of 2 at the free throw line just moments ago, hits the first one here, and that ties the game at 36.
And setting the stage here for a real barn burner, so to speak, here as we go to the stretch.
We've had two ties. And now 4 lead changes in the third quarter as Rice knocks down both. Rocks have scored 5 straight to regain a 1-point lead at 37-36 with a minute 13 to go in the third quarter. Fields will inbound, end off Price, McCants, and Cunningham for the Silver Streaks. Eric Price in the backcourt, guarded by Jaden Tucker.
Coach Siegel going a little small here.
And we've got an official's timeout. Marty Flaherty saw something, and Jordan Rice is going to come out of the game for Rock Island. He'll be replaced by Elijah Andrews. So Rice and Price are both out of the game for Rock Island now. Let's see if the Streaks can take advantage of that. And Rice heads to the end of the bench where the trainer is going to look him over. He's got an open cut somewhere that they're going to have to get taken care of.
And that hurts them right now. He's been absolutely one of the best players on the floor here in this period.
McCants up top, has his hands out as if to say, somebody come help me out. Now he passes it away to Eric Price on the left elbow. Eric splits the defenders, drives, changes hands up with the left-hand shot and a foul. What a terrific move by Eric to split the defenders and then switch hands to be able to get off a shot and draw the foul.
And his size able to withstand the contact there. Great body control and score the goal there and have a chance to get a 3-point play out of it.
Second foul on Aaron Voss. Streaks back on top by 1, under 50 seconds to go, third quarter, and Price gets the free throw. He's had a big third quarter with 9 and now has 13 to lead the Silver Streaks, who have a 2-point edge.
And he was rather quiet in the first half, and he's really rose to the occasion here in the second half, and hats off to Eric.
Again, Eric Price and Jordan Rice, just sophomores in this game. Mike Reynolds talked about with us earlier tonight, they are AAU teammates and know each other very well. On the outside, with Rice back into the game after getting in during those free throws, after being treated on the end of the bench. Up top, here's a drive and a block by Fields, but a blocking foul called as Jamal Randall. I'll tell you, they're doing a good job of just getting the quick step and the dribble on the outside to get around a defender, and that's forcing the Streaks to chase and foul heading to the basket.
I'd like to see Jalen play a little bit softer on his man who's not that much of a threat from the corner there and try to help out on that dribble drive.
So Jamal Randall to the free throw line. First one up and off the mark. Silver Streak's lead is two. That's the second foul on Nick Fields. With 26.7 seconds to go in the third quarter. 39-37 is the Galesburg lead.
And the reason I say that, Brad, is their guards are able to get to the rim against anybody and need to help on them.
Randall makes a second free throw. Rock Island pulls back within one. 39-38 Streaks.
Got a trap there.
Price picks up his dribble in front of the scoring table, gets it away to Cunningham at the high post, shoots. Man fell down, 13 seconds to go. Rock Island with the rebound and a chance to get the final shot. Into the front court, here comes Rice. Trying to get around Cunningham. Streaks have made that defensive switch. Here's a long three by Randall, and he knocked it down. That shot had absolutely no rotation, and he knocks down the three-pointer at the end of the third quarter, putting the Rocks back on top, 41-39. We anticipate a good fourth quarter. Stick with us here on WGIL and WGIL.com.
At the all-new Galesburg Toyota, we have quite a few 2018 RAV4s that gotta go yesterday. I know, which is why we're offering a $3,000 rebate on every one. You're right. Not only is the RAV4 the quintessential compact crossover SUV, but as my friend Tom said, $3,000 is a nice chunk of change to put toward your next off-road escape. Test drive your new 2018 RAV4 at the intersection of tech and luxury on Adventure Lane. Or do it today at the all-new Galesburg Toyota. I'm GM Brian Penniman. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
You can unwrap presents from Berkey's Farm Store, Black Crow Candle Company, and Crow Hollow Boutique, or Brighter Life Bookshop during WGIL's Pick a Present underway now. Details at WGIL.com.
41-39 Rock Island with a two-point lead through three quarters here on the road. Galesburg scored 17 in the first half. They got 22 in the third quarter. But the lead still belongs to the Rocks. By two as we start the fourth quarter. Rice, Voss, Jameer Price back into the game, and Price steals it away from Voss. Eric with a layup and gets blocked at the other end as Voss came trailing in and blocked him, and Eric will have to earn it at the free throw line.
Great defensive play there, making something happen, especially to start the quarter to answer that momentum change there on that big three ball to end the quarter.
Nine turnovers by Rock Island and a steal by Eric Price, who again had a big third quarter. 9 points, 13 for the game, and Eric to the free throw line. The lefty can't hit the first one. Galesburg trailing by two as we begin the fourth quarter. It was a good third quarter, a really good third quarter, but still not enough to have the lead heading into the final period on the road. Got to keep the momentum going. Continue to do things well here in the fourth quarter as they did in the third. Second one by Eric is off the front of the rim. No points at the free throw line, and Jamal Randall with a rebound. Missed opportunity there. To the right side, Rice. Dribbled toward the arc. Now picks up his dribble as he backed away. To the left side, Randall. Now down to the baseline. They skip past to the right corner. Rice for three. Hits it. That kid heats up. Streaks are going to be in trouble. The lead is back to five for Rock Island. They have back-to-back threes. One to end the third quarter and now one to open the fourth. Eric Price down in the lane. Left hand up and in. And it could have been a goaltending call as Rock Island got their hands up in the net, but the ball went through anyway, and the Streaks call timeout.
And Eric has just done a great job of finding the opening down the gut there in the lane to get to the rim, and he's been very strong. He looks like he hurt his left hand there a little bit, but I'm sure he's going to shake that off and be okay. As we talked about, and Coach Reynolds said this and knows this from, again, just being aware of everything that's going on, obviously during a season, but in the off season. Talking about this Rice kid, because not a lot of people in the gym tonight would think he would be the factor that he is, but he has been one of the best players on the floor. He can get to the rim, and he's certainly a fine shooter, especially from beyond the three-point line. And he has 11 for the game.
Our thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Rock Island tonight, as they do on all road games, football, girls basketball, and boys basketball season. Steve Cheeseman and I traveling in a 2015 Nissan Murano SL all-wheel drive with low mileage and marked down just under $32,000. Heck of a deal and a great vehicle, the 2015 Nissan Murano. And don't forget about that terrific offer that comes along with any vehicle you purchase at Galesburg Nissan under 5 years old with under 50,000 miles. And that is a lifetime limited powertrain warranty. Unlimited time, unlimited mileage. It's no additional cost to the price you pay for the vehicle. And it covers a whole lot of stuff that most dealers won't even touch with a lifetime limited warranty. So check it out at Galesburg Nissan. Our thanks to the folks there for providing our transportation on the road all season. Coming out of the Streaks timeout, Jameer Price with it up top. Streaks have held him quiet in the second half. Now it's fourth quarter and game time. He drives, and he can't get the shot to fall down the lane. And Keith Cunningham, good box out for the rebound. That shot did everything but go through the hoop. Streaks down three with the ball, 6:40 to play. Nick Fields on the outside. Now McCants on the left elbow. Dribbles to the right, feeds it under the baseline. Nick cut off there, skips it back out. Jalen had a couple of three-pointers that were big in the third quarter. It's part of that Streaks rally. Up top, Price shoots the three off the back iron. Rebound Price for Rock Island. Jameer drives, dishes into the corner. Rice cut off on the baseline, skips it back out. Allison shoots the three off the mark. Rebound in the lane, Quinn Anderson. Still a fight for it. Quinn scrambles back and gets it, and now controls for the Silver Streak. I don't think the Streaks minded Allison shooting that three-pointer.
Absolutely. That's the guy we wanted to shoot there. Good rotation and a good defensive set there.
Cunningham lobs it into Jalen. Got a step to the basket in the lay-in. The defender went for the ball, and an easy basket for Jalen to pull the Streaks within one.
Nice.
And now Jalen with a near steal, and he steps out on the sideline. Almost took it away from Allison. And now Rock Island takes the advantage of the stoppage of play to get Jaden Tucker back into the game. Jamal Randall will sit down. 5:47 to play. Rocks with the ball in a one-point lead. Jameer Price out high, directing traffic. Holtom comes over, sets a screen. Price lost a dribble. Eric Price with a steal. Leads the break. Rock Island tips it away. And a fantastic steal by Tucker going out of bounds. Allison at the other direction. Field strips him. They get it back. They miss the tip. And now Eric Price with a rebound. Streaks dodge a huge bullet. Eric fires it into the front court. Quinn pulls up. 18-footer. In and out. Rebound Holtom for Rock Island. Not sure the Streaks shot that one a little too quickly.
Great sequence by both teams there.
Now a drive by Jameer Price. Nobody cut him off, and he took it all the way in. Rocks by three. 46-43. First basket of the second half for Jameer Price. Now McCants down the lane. Cups the ball, driving to the basket. Rock Island slides over, and Jameer Price draws a blocking foul, and he comes barking over to the bench in frustration. That's his fourth.
And Jalen saw an opening and was able to get to the rim. You could see that that Price was going to try to pick up the charge, but again, he wasn't there in time and set before Jalen left his feet, so the correct call there by the official. Jalen will shoot two free throws.
I agree, and I'm not trying to be a homer. I agree that he just got there too late, and Jalen can't hit the free throw. The Streaks still trail by three. They are 0 for 3 at the free throw line in the fourth quarter.
And the pace right now is hectic.
As we anticipated it would be. Rock Island, meanwhile, was 6 for 8 from the third quarter, from the free throw line in the third quarter. They were 0 for 4 from the line in the first half. McCants with a crucial second free throw here. Under 5 minutes to play, and he rattles that one through. Third point of the quarter, ninth of the half, and 12th of the game for Jalen McCants. Streaks trail by 2, 46-44. Rocks with the ball. Rice will be on the dribble out high. Jordan Rice dribbles to the left side. Shakes Fields. Now the switch by McCants. Pass goes over to the right side to Jamal Randall. Came back into the game when Price went to the bench. A drive by Rice, dishes behind him. Key gets it away. Now a step inside the arc, and Randall hits the little floater from about 10 feet away.
And we did a good job defensively there, and the kid made a tough shot.
Randall's second basket of the half, 6 for the game. Streaks trail by 4. Keith Cunningham pulls up, 18-footer, just off the high blocks. Missed it. Rebound taken away from Jalen McCants. Now lead to the other end, and a good foul by Eric Price as he came up behind Holtom, who was getting out for the runout. And Price came in with a good foul to prevent Holtom, who didn't take kindly to it. And now the officials are talking it over with Eric Price. I'm not sure what that's all about. I thought it was a good, fair foul.
Yeah, I mean, when you foul like that, he wasn't doing anything dirty. You have to make sure that your opponent isn't going to score the field goal or the foul's no good at all. He didn't do anything there that was dirty or unsportsmanlike there. Just a hard foul, a legal hard foul.
Yeah, and Holtom got upset by it. I didn't see any kind of negative reaction from Eric. It was more, I think Eric was more confused when the official started talking to him. And Holtom misses the free throw.
And the pace right now, we've talked about it being hectic, but it's a little too quick, I think, for us at this point in time. We want to settle back into our tempo here.
Yeah, just taking those quick shots at the other end, and Rock Island, by and large, has controlled the boards here tonight. Holtom does make the second free throw. The lead is back to five.
Big possession here. Big
44.
Possession.
As we approach the halfway mark of quarter number four, five-point Rock Island lead. Jalen McCants. Ooh, they had Fields cutting back door, but Jalen's going to drive. Dish, Cunningham with a fake. Now he drives, kicks it over to Price for three, and Eric can't hit the three-pointer. Rock Island another rebound. Rice on the run, coming out with it. Into the front court, Randall skips it back out. Swing it over left side. Open three by Tucker off the back iron, and Eric Price on the weak side with the rebound. Eric in the back court. Takes it into the front court. Drives down the lane. Up with the left hand. Rolls off. Rebound Rock Island. Holtom comes out with it. Takes it all the way. Gets a pump fake to Jalen McCants and then shoots it up and in over it. 51-44. Rock Island back on top by seven. And they have taken advantage of streaks, missed shots, and getting out with a secondary break on the rebound. 3:15 to go. Time starting to work against the Silver Streaks. But they can't hurry and take an unnecessary shot. Fields out high, guarded by Rice. Now McCants, trying to go one-on-one with Key, but he passes it up instead. Skips it into the corner to Fields. Nick with a dribble around a screen and an illegal screen set by Cunningham. That's the first turnover on the Streaks in the fourth quarter. Eight for the game.
Tough call there. And Mike Reynolds is unhappy about that, and he has a right to be. That's what you call one of those ticky-tacky fouls that really there was no call there. No call necessary.
Third foul of the game on Keith Cunningham. Now under 3 minutes to go. The clock is not running. The clock is stuck at 2:58. And this could help the Silver Streaks. The clock is still stuck as Rock Island has dribbled here for 10 seconds or so. And the clock is still not moving. And I don't think anybody realizes it. And if Galesburg does, they're not going to say anything.
Nope. We'll take that.
Jameer Price up top.
And fans are calling for it now.
Now kicking to the outside. Free on the way. Good by Jamal Randall. And he's starting to heat it up in the fourth quarter. And finally, the clock rolls at 2:52, and we've got a timeout on the floor. And Tom Siegel just got a hold of Malachi Key and got him off the floor and headed to the bench. Mike Reynolds is really upset.
He is upset. As upset as you'll see him be.
A 10-point lead for Rock Island with 2:52 to go in the fourth quarter.
And I think he's still very, very unhappy about that foul there that
I
is a critical
so
foul that takes the ball out of our hands, causes us a turnover, and they come down and hit the three there on a real, real questionable call.
So after the one free throw made by Jalen McCants, Rock Island has scored 8 points in a row to take a 10-point lead at 54-44. And 2:52 left to go in the game and a timeout called, only one remaining for the Silver Streaks. So what are you talking about in the timeout here? Steve, just trying to get a good play set up, taking it the length of the court, trying to get a quick shot here and a good shot.
Yeah, you're talking about some of the things that we want to do here that have been effective tonight. Jalen getting the rim, Eric getting to the rim, penetration and dump off with our shooters in the right spots. And again, not to be too quick, we have time, but also we have to show a sense of urgency. And then we've got to come down here and make them take a shot by one of those people that has not been somebody that's been a scorer here tonight for them and not get any offensive rebound up.
Eric Price on the dribble out high, trying to shake his man. Dribbles into traffic, and it's stolen away by Rock Island. A drive at the other end, a foul, and the shot won't go down for Holtom. And they're going to go to the line shooting two again. Price trying to do too much on the dribble at the other end. Just dribbled right into
the traffic there, and there was nowhere to go.
Third foul of the game on Jalen McCants, getting the other direction. Holtom going to the line where he didn't look real comfortable the last trip, but he knocks down the first one. Rock Island really starting to ice this game now at the free throw line. They hit some big shots. Got him 5 for 8 from the field in this quarter to open back up an 11-point lead. With 2:36 to play. The second free throw, in and out. Rebound Cunningham. Streaks need a big run. A big run in a quick amount of time. Price across midcourt. They back off him. Shoots the long three, and that's off the mark. And that's just playing right into Rock Island's hands now, with Rice coming down with a rebound into the front court. Right side Holtum. The baseline is open. Endoff comes over, forces him to alter the shot. Then on the weak side, Holtum gets it back and misses it and gets the rebound and the putback. 57-44. Rock Island has now scored 11 in a row after the streaks were down just 2. Endoff steps left, shoots a 3, rattles off the rim. Rebound out of bounds, last touch by the streaks. And it's all collapsing inward now. Nothing going right for the Silver Streaks. Not making any shots, not getting any rebounds, and Rock Island coming down and converting on the other end.
And a ball club like Rock Island that's got so many weapons and can do so many things on both ends of the court, it can get unraveled in a hurry.
They break the press, down low. Voss steps to the right of the basket, missed it. Rebound on the floor to Nick Fields. Keep in mind, they've built this lead with their all-star Jameer Price on the bench with 4 fouls. Price on the other end, Eric that is, for the Silver Streaks, dribbling, trying to create something, and draws a foul, stopping the clock with a minute 35 to go. And the fourth foul of the game on Aaron Voss now. So Price will shoot 2 free throws. 2 for 5 from the line tonight, 0 for 2 in this quarter. Eric, after such a strong third quarter, has in a lot of ways really tried to do too much in the fourth quarter. He's made just 1 out of his 5 shots, and that is his first free throw.
And, you know, that's hard to fault any player for trying to do absolutely everything they can for their ball club. And that will come hopefully from experience. He'll learn from this that pick and choose when you got to put the foot on the pedal and trying to make things happen. A good experience teacher here tonight.
He cannot hit the second free throw. And Holtum gets the rebound. He's got 6 now.
And they've really out-rebounded us here this fourth period.
Yeah, Holtum alone has 4 rebounds in the fourth quarter. Skip pass into the corner. Rice back up top to Jameer Price, who's back on the floor with those 4 fouls to really try to help seal this game away with a minute 20 to go. 12-point Rock Island lead, 57-45. Price on the left side, dribbles around Nick Fields. Here comes the trap. Cunningham trying to force him backwards. Price does a nice job controlling it, gets it away to Holtum. Drives baseline, gets low under the basket, and gets it up and in inside of Jalen McCants. And Holtum's got 8 in the quarter now.
And he's really shown himself here in this fourth period, especially around the basket.
Eric Price shoots a quick 3. Rebound on the floor. Charlie Allison with a rebound.
Their 12th of the period to our 4.
And now Price fouls, stopping the clock into the front court with Jamal Randall. Okay, so the Silver Streaks, right, Price has taken 6 shots in this quarter. The rest of the team has shot only 4.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree that, you know, somebody needs to try to make something happen, but to me that says...
It's been disjointed.
That says that there's not enough ball movement, there's not enough getting everybody involved.
We've been disjointed here a little bit and got away from what got us back into the ball game.
So Price picks up his 4th foul. That stops the clock, putting Randall at the line with a 14-point Rock Island lead, and Randall knocks down the first one. Rock Island has shot free throws much better here down the stretch than they were doing earlier in the game. The lead is 15 now with 41 seconds to go.
And Brad watched a half of Moline play against Danville, and we know Danville's an unbelievable ball club. Now watch this ball club, Rock Island. Couple things I've learned. Rock Island seems to be, of those two ball clubs, right now a ball club that I really like. But I also like our ball club here. We could certainly be in the mix here as we continue to get better, continue to iron some things out.
Keith Cunningham drives in from the right side, creates an opening for his shot, which rimmed in and out, but then Keith, right under the basket, got his own offensive rebound put back and drew the foul, so it stops the clock with 31 seconds to go. Second foul of the game on Charlie Allison, and a chance at a 3-point play for Cunningham. Tylan Parks into the game here late for the Silver Streaks. Riley Milan has come in. Adam Stewart is in for the Silver Streaks. So Mike Reynolds emptying the bench. Jason Hemphill also in for the Silver Streaks. And Mitchell Sampson will come in after the Cunningham free throw, assuming he makes it. 31 seconds to go. He does. It's a 12-point Rock Island lead. And Cunningham exits the game with 15. 60-48. 12-point Rock Island lead. Rice still in the game on the dribble. For Rock Island, they get it into the front court. Trying to draw a trap and a steal. And the Silver Streaks force one. Parks leads the break with Hemphill. Hits the bottom of the rim on the layup to Jason. He gets fouled on the putback. And Jason is going to get two free throws here with the clock stopping 13.7 seconds to go.
Good play by Tylan Parks there to pick the pocket of the Rock Island guard. Just wasn't able to convert, but Hemphill right behind Johnny on the spot there. Hemphill, good hustle play.
Hemphill 0 for 1 from the free throw line through the first four games, and that one is well off the mark, but he gets a second one. Awkward shooting style from the free throw line. Looked very much off balance as a right-hander gets the second one, and that one is off the back iron. Rebound deflected out into the hands of Jordan Rice. He's been a real star here in the second half to help lead to this Rock Island victory to open up the Western Big Six Conference season. And the final score is 60-48 in favor of the Rocks as the Streaks lose for the first time this season. Both teams are 4-1. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
I hate my bathroom, but it's the only one in the house, so if we have it remodeled, where are we supposed to go?
If you only have one bathroom in the house, being without it for long is not an option, which is why a lot of folks put off that much-needed remodel, but a custom-fitted acrylic bath system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating can be done in a matter of days. You can pick a variety of colors and styles, and it won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. I'm Neil Thomas. Get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
Shoe shopping isn't what it once was. Your options? Self-serve in store or play the online game. Before you lose all hope in having a good old-fashioned shoe shopping experience, make a trip to Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have a full line of upscale shoes and boots that you can be fitted for and try on in the store. Brands like Sperry, Sass, Dan's Cove, Bjorn, Florsheim, Merrill, Rockport, Timberline, and Red Wing. When you want a well-made pair of shoes with excellent fit and customer service that doesn't include a return mail label, you gotta go to Breedlove's.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Spoonie's Bar and Grill in London Mills. Join them tomorrow at 6 p.m. for their annual Christmas auction to help provide presents for local children in need. Check out bid items at Spoonie's Bar and Grill on Facebook. Cloudy skies for tonight with showers likely and a low of 33. Tomorrow, cloudy, rain possible, even a thunderstorm to go along with it, and a high of 47. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 33 degrees.
With
final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Well, here on the road at Rock Island to open the season, the Silver Streaks really had one good quarter. That was about it. That was the third quarter when they put up 22 points and outscored the Rocks by six. They put up only 26 points the other three quarters as a real change from what we've seen offensively in the first four games coming into this when, what'd you say, Steve, averaging 78 points a game.
A little over 78 points a game.
So 48 here tonight. I think the first place you start, we talked in the pregame, you talked about defense being such keys to the game. Mike Reynolds talked about defense in our pregame, and I think when you look at a team averaging 78 points a game being held to 48 tonight, I think the first thing you got to do is look at Rock Island's defense and say they got the job done and turn the game more into their style of game that helped them win this game.
Absolutely, and good defense creates offense. They got a lot of runouts off of either turnovers. Yep. Or missed shots that allowed them to get off and use their athleticism and their speed. They really played excellent half-court defense and made us work for everything that we got here tonight. And when that occurs, it eventually wears you down. You know, we had a spurt or a period there where we got some things going, we made some plays. But again, a game is four quarters, and overall, their good, hard-nosed half-court man-to-man defense, you know, really did the job.
Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight, Eric Price. Really, we talked about the third quarter being the best for the Silver Streaks, and that was really where Eric shined. But you still like some of the things he did in the fourth quarter, which was the real crunch time of the game, too.
Yeah, I mean, Eric had a pretty quiet first half, but he did a lot of good things in the fourth period. He made some things happen both on the offensive end and defensive end. Again, he's only a sophomore. There's things that he's going to learn from game situation. He tried to force a few things, but again, that's where he's trying to make something happen. And he's going to learn, when to push and when to draw back a little bit. And a guy like that, his growth from where he is now to where he's going to be at the end of the year and certainly at the end of his career, if he continues to use these things and these situations as teaching situations and learns from them, it will do nothing but help him and allow him to grow enormously.
We're going to take a break here after telling you Eric Price, or Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We still have our final team numbers and individual scoring to give you and a visit with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds as well. 60-48, Rock Island wins it. You're listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball postgame coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg Nissan is home of the lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
As we approach the end of the year, it's important to think about...
New Year's resolutions?
Oh, heavens, no. No one wants to think about that.
Good.
I'm talking about insurance benefits or flex dollars you have that are going to expire at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. That's a use-it-or-lose-it situation.
Right. And what better way to use them than by putting them towards new contacts or glasses at Kehoe Eye Care?
I want some of those designer prescription shades.
That's what I'm talking about. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Kehoe today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Prepare to save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off. Listen to Clark Howard weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks fall at Rock Island to open the Western Big Six Conference season 60-48. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Coach Mike Reynolds joins us now. And Coach, in a great third quarter, came out with the energy you wanted in the second half, but it all kind of disintegrated on us in the fourth quarter there. Where do you look at as kind of being the key to the turnaround?
Well, I think, you know, we had to spend so much energy getting back into the fold that
You know, it looks like our legs kind of died a little bit, you know, and I don't, you know, who knows what that is. It just kind of is what it is sometimes. You know, that's a good lesson of why you don't want to get down 8 to 10 points to a team that can play. You know, Price went out for a little bit. You know, we just couldn't, offensively, we couldn't get anything going to the rim. You know, we had to shoot a lot of threes. And, you know, hopefully, you know, next time we'll be able to design some things that get us a little better shot at going to the rim. We just, we missed some free throws there in the fourth quarter, which would have tied the game or put us in a lead. We got caught from behind on a layup, full court. We just couldn't find that big fourth quarter play and that fourth quarter, winning play that we needed.
Watching Rock Island here tonight, and you do just great scouting in terms of how you see people.
Evidently not good enough tonight.
Well, you can't do anything about that. The plan's good. What did you see here from them tonight that may have surprised you or didn't surprise you? And how about their personnel? Anything here? We liked, and you talked about Rice being a really good player and a good shooter. He is really good.
Yeah, he's, you know, he handled the ball well, went to the rim well, you know, a little better than probably we had seen it on tape. You know, Eric and him are AAU teammates. You can imagine that looks pretty good sometimes out there. But, you know, it just, you know, Price hurt us there in the first half. And you guys have seen, you know, for 3 years he's hurt us. We've had trouble guarding him. He's one guy that, you know, we had trouble. So, you know, we went to, a couple different types of defenses, kind of slowed him up, got him a little frustrated, got some fouls. You know, Randall hit that big shot at the end of the third. We've seen
that before out there.
Yeah, we shot the ball too quick. You know, I mean, you can't fault guys for being aggressive, but, you know, we keep talking to be smart aggressive. We're still growing in that aspect. So we shot it too quick, and, you know, it'd have been a lot better if we had the last shot. You know, we'd have went into the fourth quarter, you know, tied. So
what do you do with that? You're talking about we'd like to see the last shot there, and I know that's the fact.
Yeah,
how do you do that with teaching?
Well, I just think, you know, you got to shoot a layup at that point. You know, it was a semi-guarded shot. I don't know that it was a bad shot, but it was a semi-guarded shot. Just time and score work, you know, with 12 seconds left in the third quarter when you're tied, we need to get the last shot. We need to have the last shot. And we worked on that this week again. And we had that a little bit in the tournament. We'll work on that again. But I think that, you know, they talk about volleyball being a momentum game. That was a big momentum switch, and you credit Randall for hitting it. You know, he hit it, and it was awful deep. But, you know, we could have controlled that aspect of it on our own if we wouldn't have, we wouldn't have shot the ball.
We're talking about shot selection, and you said we don't want guys not to be aggressive, certainly. We talked about the third quarter that Eric Price had, and then he made some quick shots in the fourth quarter. So how do you work? And again, we look at the fact he's just a sophomore. He's got a lot of ahead of him, but he's got a lot of learning to do too.
Yeah.
How do you manage that to try to teach him? I mean, you know, the fine line between being aggressive and not.
It's a different team. You know, they're overplaying everything, so you got to go. You got to go to the rim. You know, I don't believe that you set 1,000 plays up when a team's going to press you like this. I think you got to play, and I think we played. We had some shots in the first half that we normally make, we didn't make. You know, they had us playing just a little faster, a little touch faster. This was good for us, though. You know, sometimes it's good to get knocked down a little bit. You know, we've certainly had a lot of sickness this week. See, Kobe wasn't here. You know, Jalen's been sick. Mitchell's been sick at times. You know, it's a good 2 days off for us. A lot of hand washing, hopefully. And get refocused and come back next week for UT. Because we got big games. You know we're going to play UT. You know, we know we're going to play Macomb. We know we're going to play Alleman. And we know who we're going to play in the shootout, but I'm not allowed to say. So we know who we're going to play these next four games. We've 5 games, you count Rock Falls, is on the schedule now before Christmas.
That's right.
We want to get a little momentum back in our favor.
Thanks for your time, as always, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Get everybody well. 60-48, the final. Rock Island wins it. We'll take a timeout, come back, give you our final stats as we close out the pregame for one final segment here on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game?
No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks. Stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg. On your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big! And pull around, please.
And participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Statistics on WGIL for GHS Boys Basketball brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Steve, one of the first things I look at, you know, I know the score ends up 60-48. We talk about the Streaks coming in, scoring 78 a game. They get 48 here tonight. So, I mean, that's an obvious indicator of the defense played. But having said that, and this is where we can compare numbers. I don't think we've really compared all of our final numbers here. But when I look at the turnovers tonight, you have Rock Island with 10 and Galesburg with 9.
Yeah.
In an intense defensive game, those are pretty low numbers, I think. So
pretty
all
good.
In all, that, you know, that's not a bad number there for either team.
You know, and we look at those numbers, and I was trying to do that there at break time because I knew we were going to go to them. Things are pretty equal except in two areas, and the two areas in my mind, at least statistically, tell the story is they out-rebounded us, and that out-rebounding us was in the offensive rebound area,
yep.
And they score 5 more field goals than we do. And there's your 10 points, and give and take, you know, a three ball out of that. And they did shoot one more three ball than we did in terms of converting.
Yep.
And I think those are the two things statistically that serve as the difference here.
And yeah, because when we look at three-point shooting and free throw shooting, those are almost identical.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a statistical wash in those two categories. So those 5 field goals in the difference makes
And those 5 field goals were oftentimes out of those 6 other rebounds on the offensive glass.
Yep.
And they converted those, and those are backbreakers. Because you work, you may have caused them to take a bad shot, you were in a long defensive set, and then you give up that easy stick back, and it's a backbreaker.
So let's take a look at the rest of the team numbers here. What do you show?
Yeah, we were 17 out of 45 for 33%, a tough night. And, again, hats off to Rock Island. They did a marvelous job in the half-court defense. They were 22 out of 48 for 45%, and that's pretty doggone shooting. And, again, lots of that are those close-range stickbacks. 6 out of 18 from the three-point line for us. They were 7 out of 16. They out-rebounded us by 6 at 35-29, again, on the offensive glass there. And as you said, we only turned the ball over 9 times in a game where there was a lot of transition, a lot of ball pressure against an elite defensive team there that can really do some things, and they turned it over 12 times. So, I mean, there's a lot of things, and I think I heard that in Coach's comments, the way he was going about it, the way he was saying it, that, yeah, we don't want to lose. But what we could learn from this and some of the good things that we did, this going forward from here could be very, very beneficial to us.
And again, I want to kind of just compare the numbers back to back. 3-point shooting, they were 7 of 16. The Streaks were 6 of 18. Free throw shooting, they were 9 of 18. The Streaks were 8 of 17. So not identical, but pretty darn.
Very close.
Pretty darn even. Individual scoring, Jameer Price led 4 players in double figures for Rock Island. He had 16. Jordan Rice had 11. Jamal Randall and Toreen Holtum each had 10. Jaden Tucker finished with 7. Solomon Gustafson, 4. And Aaron Voss had 2. Leading rebounder was Holtum with 6 for Rock Island. Malachi Key and Price each had 5. For the Silver Streaks, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Eric Price with 16. Keith Cunningham, a pretty quiet 15. He was 0 for 3 in the first quarter. All of his points came in the second, third, and fourth quarters, in which he shot 5 out of 6, 6 out of 9 from the field, including 2 for 2 from three-point range. And Cunningham also finished with 7 rebounds tonight, which the Streaks do need him.
Solid game, by Keith.
To put up those kinds of numbers pretty consistently. McCants just missed another double-double. He finished with 12 points, 9 rebounds to lead the Silver
Streaks.
And
he may run out of gas a little. He wasn't much of a factor of the fourth period. He's been sick this week. He just may ran out of gas.
Understandable. Justin Endoff, the only other player to score for the Silver Streaks. I take it back. Endoff had 3 and Quinn Anderson had 2. And I think that's a significant change there too, Steve. We've seen such balance and depth in the streak scoring, and that really didn't happen much tonight.
Yeah, and both
either.
Those two kids have shown the ability to score, especially from the outside, and they have tough nights, and again, you know, a little bit of everything involved there, and that's a big factor.
So as Coach Reynolds said, no games this weekend now, just a single game here on Friday night. Next game at home against United Township. That'll be the only conference home game prior to Christmas and prior to the end of the 2018 portion of the schedule. So hope you folks can get out and support the Silver Streaks as they take on UT at home next Friday. And that's the only game next weekend as well. Coach mentioned
till the middle
Macomb.
Of January.
And Coach mentioned the Macomb game.
Macomb, yes. That's one more.
And that'll be on a Tuesday mm-hmm. night. So only one weekend game next weekend. So chance for the Streaks, hopefully, as I told Coach before he left, get well. Get everybody well. Take advantage of this week and try to get everybody healthy. Because the games will start to come a little quicker here, especially heading into the holidays. So that'll close things out from Rock Island here, 60-48 on the varsity level, 76-64 on the sophomore level. The Rocks win both games. So thanks to James Noble, our broadcast engineer. And we haven't talked about the Streaks girls game. Do want to mention that's an hour earlier than we had thought it was going to be. I'm not sure exactly where or when the change came, but it's a 12:10 pregame tomorrow, 12:30 tip-off between the girls and Limestone. So hope you can join Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson for that game tomorrow here on WGIL. For James Noble, for Steve Cheeseman, I'm Brad Benowitz. Thanks for being with us for Streaks Boys Basketball. Have a great rest of your night and a great weekend as well. Good night from Rock Island.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.